This is program number LW2672. Home. What is a home? Well, in an old book by Sam Levinson, he tells us a little about what his home was like, and then he gives us a little bit of insight on what a home really ought to be like. Hi, this is Larry West. Here's what he says. Mama believed in TLC a long time before it became a slogan. Her tender, loving care had a philosophy about it that would spook a modern Dr. Spock. She practiced medicine without a license. Hers was a simple Hippocratic oath. The spirit dwells within the body, much like we dwell in the house. If the house is kept clean and in decent repairs, then all will be well with the spirit. She had a reverence for life that touched every part of us. No one could ever die while living in our home. Her mother care anticipated Medicare in the States by about 50 years. She was a great believer in Carter's little liver pills. From a headache to ingrown toenails, it was always the same prescription. Take two Carter's little liver pills. You need a good cleaning out. The practices employed by mother care were standard. For a high temperature, hot soup. She fought fire with fire. Chicken soup was the greatest. It held within its steaming vapors the recipe for all cures. It was the elixir of life, the first and last resort. The stronger the medicine, the better it was for you. We were forced to swallow stuff that today would be marked for external use only. If little was good for you, more was better, and much was even best. If a friend took a certain medicine and got better, everybody else took it, then got sick. All of our neighbors should have been indicted for practicing socialized medicine. They all rode the afternoon circuit, giving ready instructions such as, burp him, flip him over where his liver will come back into its right place, suck a lemon, breathe in a paper sack, pull the blinds, give him a mustard plaster. Most of the cures were worse than the illness. Ex-lax was the best and often taken thing, and it was taken in large quantities. The sweet taste of chocolate in a kid's mouth was worth the awful penalty later on. The outstanding miracle drug of those days was castor oil. When we played sick, he said, in the morning, dreading a day in school, Mother would always say the same thing. Just remember, no breakfast, lunch, or supper, nothing but juices and a big dose of castor oil. And the response was almost an immediate cure. When she returned, we would be smiling faintly, putting on our breeches. Then Mr. Levinson closed his article by saying, so it was in the good old days. We loved freely, gave readily, and in a strange and wonderful way, were truly blessed. A home. What's a home? Well, it's a roof to keep the rain out, four walls to keep out the wind, floors to keep out the cold, yeah. But a home? Well, a home is a whole lot more than that. It's the laugh of a baby, the song of a mother. It's the strength of a father, warmth of loving hearts, and light from happy eyes, kindness, loyalty, friendship. A home is the first school, the first church for young ones. When they learn what's good, what's right, what's kind. It's where they go for comfort when they're hurt, where joy is shared and sorrow is eased, where fathers and mothers are respected and loved, where children are wanted. It's where the simplest of food is good enough for kings, because it's earned and it's shared in love. And home is where money isn't quite as important as loving kindness. Yeah. That's a home. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. There's one thing I've learned in the years that I've lived, and that is that for a home to be a home, it doesn't really depend upon what kind of house it's put in. A home is wrapped up in, I guess you could say, in TLC, tender, loving care. How about giving your home an extra big dose of TLC today? I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's actually two parts, parts one and two. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. I'll send you both parts absolutely free of charge. There's no cost, no obligation. Just send me your name and address and make your request. And I'll send it to you free of charge. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.